439 days on your halving, Ethereum greed index trading at 43%, which is neutral, and Bitcoin is currently trading at 22.8k. So that cross actually just happened the last on the current week, and apparently it was the Biden news event, pretty much same as the golden cross on a daily time frame. So in this case it was the sell the news event, but on a golden on a dead cross on a weekly it was the buy the news event. So that cross just happened and everybody started buying. So yeah, that is nice. Obviously that is nice. We're coming closer and closer for the breakout of the downtrend resistance, pretty long one, which means we may see a pump. So yeah, that is nice. Also we got some support. We're bouncing kind of from a support at 1.3k area, which was the high of the FTX collapse, the whole thing that was happening in November. So we kind of bounced from there. Also we got some support at 4 hour time frame uptrend, which is nice to have there. So kind of in this triangle-ish, forming this triangle-ish pattern again. I hope we're gonna break this as fast as possible, because it means we're gonna reach the pivot point of monthly MACD from red phase to the green phase much faster. So that is nice. That's what we wanna see. So yeah, that would be extremely bullish. But again, keep in mind that on a previous bear market in 2018, the whole pivot point, I mean the whole flip, when we flipped from a red phase to the green phase, it was actually sell the news event. So everybody was selling on a green, on the first green candle of MACD. It was the top at that time. It was about, yeah, somewhere in range 13.5k. yeah, but it did not happen in a 2015 bear market, because we were kind of, I mean it kind of happened, but it was like for 1 month, and after that we had constant uptrend, you know. So that is pretty interesting. But again, we're having much bigger correlation with the 2018 bear market and reversal kind of with that. So we'll see. Again, we'll see what's gonna be happening there. But again, currently everything is looking nice, everything is looking bullish. I hope it's gonna stay that way, and we finally gonna break the downtrend resistance, which would be pretty nice. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Again, hoping for a breakout 30k resistance to be also to be broken in the future. But again, we'll see, we have plenty of time. So yeah, to the moon, to the moon, to the moon.